This is Wild Talk, brought to you by WWF and IUCN.
This month, WWF Wild Talk talked to Andreas Beckmann of the WWF Danube Carpathian program about the slippery slopes of ski development in Central and Eastern Europe. Andreas, the booming construction of ski resorts in Eastern and Central Europe is highlighted in a new study by WWF. What is this report highlighting, and why is it important?
Yes, there is indeed an ongoing boom in construction of new and expansion of existing facilities for downhill skiing across many parts of Central and Southeastern Europe, especially in Bulgaria, Romania, Slovakia, and Ukraine. Millions, in fact, billions of euro are being invested in construction of these ski areas. In Romania alone, the government's Ski in Romania program foresees development of over 100 areas. In Ukraine, the Bukovel ski area is quickly becoming one of the largest ski areas in Europe, and indeed the world, with a total of 3 billion euros reportedly planned to develop this area in western Ukraine. Now, some of the money being invested in these areas is probably worth the investment, but we at WWF are concerned that in too many cases, money is being invested unwisely, with ultimate costs involved significantly outweighing benefits.
What sorts of costs are we talking about, and what problems might these results be faced with in the future?
Well, for one, few of the projects seem to adequately take into account climate change, which is taking place in this region far more quickly than anticipated. Most of the areas being developed are located at less than 1,500 meters above sea level, below which snow cover is increasingly uncertain, and which in the Alps now serves as a rule of thumb for the viability of ski areas. And aside from climate change, too little attention has been paid to possible damage done to nature and the environment, including some of the valuable ecosystem services that we depend on, like supplies of water or control of erosion. Many areas are being constructed actually within national parks and other protected areas, often with inadequate or no proper assessment of impacts on natural values. In fact, about a fifth of the 102 ski areas planned under the Romanian government's Ski in Romania program are to be constructed in existing national or nature parks, including Redazat and Piatra-Craiului national parks. These are the country's flagship protected areas and two of Europe's greatest natural jewels. In Slovakia, ski resorts and developments are cutting into core zones of the Tatras National Park. In short, we risk having so-called white elephants dotting our increasingly green mountains, expensive investments whose cost, both financial as well as social and environmental, exceed their supposed usefulness.
National governments are, of course, involved in these constructions, particularly as they cross protected areas. What has been their involvement so far, and what more can they do to ensure these developments are properly thought through?
Well, to start with, they need to ensure the proper application of existing laws of environmental protection. The legislation is on the whole pretty good in these countries, but only on paper and not really in practice. In fact, there are all too many cases where ski areas have been or are being constructed illegally, in violation of national and in many cases EU legislation. And the responsible politicians and authorities have done precious little to stop this. This seems to be especially a problem in Bulgaria. Here, a ski area was built several years ago in the core zone of Pirin, the country's flagship national park and a UNESCO World Heritage Site. This seems to have opened a Pandora's box for similar projects in other protected areas, including ski developments in the exceptional Rila National Park and, most recently, in Vitosha Nature Park at the outskirts of Sofia. Nothing seems to be holy. In fact, there is scarcely any ski development in Bulgaria that does not have some illegally built ski lift or run. The government and relevant authorities are not only ignoring the problem, but even tacitly supporting it. Beyond that, many of the ski areas are being developed with significant public sector support. Billions of euro are being provided in state and EU funds, as in the Ski in Romania program I mentioned earlier. Citizens and taxpayers must ask whether this is the best use of such money.
What should WWF, other conservation organizations, and interested stakeholders be doing to prevent this from happening then?
We all need to push governments and authorities in the region to take action. WWF and partner organizations have been drawing attention to these problems for some time now. We have alerted EU officials to some of the most problematic cases. And I'm happy to say that people are responding. In recent months, thousands of Bulgarians have taken to the streets to protest the government's failure to stop illegal destruction of the country's greatest natural values. Tens of thousands of people from Bulgaria, from Romania, and from further abroad have signed petitions directed to the governments, so far, of course, to little effect. We obviously need to do more. Skiers also have a moral responsibility not to support, at least those ski areas, with the greatest environmental impacts, especially those that have been constructed illegally. The study that WF has developed includes a list of problematic ski areas. You can access the list and study by visiting our internet site at www.panda.org/DCPO.
Andres, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to Wild Talk.
Wild Talk. Find out more on the web at iucn.org or at panda.org.